Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Friday, the 27th of June at 6:31. Coming up in today's show, we'll be talking at length to the EU Justice and Consumer Affairs Commissioner and the former Finance Minister, Michael McGrath, including a chat about tariffs and tackling the big social media giants and all the markets as usual at the end. You could email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Hugh Dooley in the Irish Independent reports that mortgage approvals reached record levels over the past 12 months, rising to €14.1 billion, driven by an 18% year-on-year increase in mortgage values. In the past year, first-time buyers were collectively approved for €10 billion in home loans, and they accounted for nearly two-thirds of all mortgages approved in May, according to the Banking and Payments Federation. Mortgages approved in May amounted to €1.6 billion, with 5,000 total approvals. In addition, €1 billion for first-time buyers and mover purchasers accounted for €364 million, which was only 22% of the total. John Mulligan in the Irish Independent reports that Irish exporters selling into the US are facing a double whammy as a strengthening euro compounds the impact of Donald Trump's tariff regime. The euro's latest rally has taken it to the highest level since against the dollar in 4 years, and there are signs that the surge has potentially some way to go. The euro has climbed 1.6% in the past 3 days alone, closing in on 1.17. The weak dollar has been a significant trend since the so-called Liberation Day in early April. The euro, in contrast, has gained despite a weaker economy here and falling interest rates. Owen O'Hare in the Business Post reports that Carol's Irish Gifts has applied for permission to develop a virtual reality experience tourist attraction here in Dublin as it shifts its retail strategy. The Irish souvenir shop applied last week to Dublin City Council to develop its Talbot Street outlet into an interactive and immersive film experience outlet with associated tour facilities, planning documents have shown. The planned refurbishment of the three-storey building at 99 Talbot Street includes a new cafe and exhibition areas, according to the planning documents. And a spokesperson for Carol's said it would blend cutting-edge audio-visual technology with interactive storytelling. The experience would take guests on a journey through key moments in Irish history.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.